During 1975, I did a lot of traveling, and when I would find a step office, I would typically turn on the tape recorder and go through the switching train with the tape running. Was that a good idea? Well, let's just say in later years I learned to make better tapes. But anyway, I have here a 1975 tape that is one of those, and it happens to be my first narrated tape of Carolina Telephone. This was recorded during a beach trip with my girlfriend. We were staying in Atlantic Beach, which is served by the Morehead City Telephone Exchange, area code 919726, and as is the case with Carolina Telephone, there was really only one other community that was a local call, Beaufort 728. While this was my first visit to the area, Ben and I have called into this part of the state, which is the New Bern, North Carolina, long-distance sector. Especially in November 1974, where we were researching something very special. More about that later on. Anyway, here's the on-the-ground tape from 1975.
This is 919726, and the local exchanges are 726 and 728. And as you will soon see, it's independent. So we'll do a switching train check now. Okay, that's one. Okay, that was two. Two again. Absorbed repeatedly. Now, let's see what three is.
Dashboard.
Sorry, I got you by mistake.
Okay.
Passport is three, okay. Now four. We've gone into a trunk of some kind. Okay, one. There's a pulse repeater, so I really couldn't hear what that did. So I'll dial one again.
Directory assistance?
Directory assistance?
May I help you, please?
I'm sorry, I've reached you by mistake.
All right.
Alright, four is some selector, in the toll center probably. So we'll come back to that. Now five. Five cuts in. One. One is blocked. And we'll get back to that later. Okay, six. Repeatedly, so if you were to dial 726, you'd end up on 6, so on level 6 is 726 numbers. We've just seen that because 2 is absorbed repeatedly and so is 7. Okay, now what's 8? Oh, this would have to be 728.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. I'm sorry, the number you have...
It's an NX1, I can reset the trunk also.
I just said, let me try dialing 00 into the trunks. Now, there's a reason why I'm saying that. It's because I have some experience with this 728 office from my Long Island home in November 1974. It was at that time that I proved that you can access the busy line verification equipment if you dial 00 into the trunks from the long-distance tandem to this office. Busy line verification during the 1970s was a free service that the phone company provided, and it was widely known about.
Yes, ma'am. You're trying to reach your husband at his office and keep getting a busy signal. Well, perhaps he's using his instrument. An hour and a half. Well, I will check to see if there is mechanical failure. Yes, that phone is in usage.
Now, how were the operators able to do that? Well, fortunately, for the most part, it required the operator herself to plug into a special no-test trunk appearing on her board. No-test means no busy test. In other words, if you dial a number on a no-test trunk, you'll be connected to the line whether or not it is in use. It would allow her to go into the line and listen rather than getting a busy signal, assuming the line was busy. Phone freaks couldn't get into that unless they sweet-talked the operator into plugging them in, and even then the operator would be there, aware that the connection was up, and able to listen to whatever the phone freak did. So, for the most part, it was something we didn't care to do. However, there were exceptions, the most notorious one being in the San Francisco Bay Area, where during the mid-1970s, simply MFing the code 127 followed by the 7-digit number would allow you to go in without an operator. Well, in 1974, I found another one. In the New Bern, North Carolina, long-distance sector, which includes this place we're dialing from, and 728, Beaufort, there was a way to do it without an operator. If you were coming in from the long-distance network, all you had to do was add the digits 00 in front of the last 4 digits of the telephone number, and if the line was busy, you would be able to come in and hear whatever was going on. That definitely worked from long distance, and I'm curious as to whether it works here. So from here, I'm going to dial 8, that puts me into the Beaufort trunk, then I'll dial 00. Now, what I expect is that it doesn't work here, and it will probably go to the Beaufort intercept recording when I dial 00 plus any 2 digits. However, there's a chance that it will still be waiting for more digits, in which case it very likely will work from here. Let's find out.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. I'm sorry.
Okay, so 00 into the trunks, at least from here, plus 2 digits just rings intercept.
So it works from long distance, but not from here. Well, that's okay, because it's an NX1. The one that matters is this office that I'm calling from, because it's a step. The way they do intercept here, they play a recording once and then it goes silent. That silent line can be talked through if you use the verification, the no-test system, to break into it so it becomes like a meeting place. Then there's the fact that I could get the callback circuit to break into my line, the coin phone that I'm using. So there would be all sorts of interesting stuff to try here, if the no-test equipment can be accessed. And you know what? There's a good chance that it can be. You know, in most small step-by-step offices like this one, if you dial your own exchange followed by 0, you get the local operator. But they've built the switching train differently here, so the 6 of the local office code 726 goes to its own selector. And that selector group could be the exact same arrangement as when you come in from long distance. It works from long distance. It might work here. More on this later.
Okay, now what's on 9? Let's find out. Sorry, I reached you by mistake. Okay, there are no A digits. They're all absorbed repeatedly, so you could never cut in on the 7 or 2 level. They're no absorbed once. So, 9 is blocked, but that
that's all it'll ever be, because we can't cut in on that level. Okay, there was that weirdo selector 4 and 5. We know 6 is 726 numbers. So 6 is 726 numbers, and I'll dial my own number. All 7 digits. Knows what, and one again gave me information. So one either was absorbed once or was or cut into another selector. So we'll see what two is, and then we'll come back to this. Okay, two. Hello? Okay, that was 4-3. Now I'll check the others out.
4-4 through 4-8 all went to the reorder. The selector I got checking 4-9 and 4-0 sounded a little different, so here's that.
Reset it. Now 0. Okay, so everything's blocked except 1. So I would guess that 1 is absorbed. So I'll start dialing 4-1 things, like 4-1-2.
Calling telephone, your number, please.
Is this the business office?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, I've reached you by mistake. What number did I dial?
Yes, sir.
The eastern North Carolina part of the Carolina telephone area is very consistent. There's always a code that goes to the intercept operator. In Greenville, it was 110. Here, it's 413. And by the way, this 4 selector is in New Bern. It's not a local call from here, but it is the toll tandem for this area. And it also is where repair service, directory assistance, some test boards, and the business office can be found, all on codes beginning with 4-1. On this next call to 414, you can hear the hum being modulated off and on. Probably corresponding to flashing lights on their phones.
Okay, 414.
Telephone repair service, may I help you?
Repair? Sorry, I got you by mistake.
Okay.
415 is probably a test board or something. Well, this is 7. It's ringing also. Thank you. Okay, so that's the four selector. One was absorbed, and then after an A digit, one cut into information, two was business office, three was intercept, four was repair, five and seven rang, and everything else was still blocked. And this four selector is in New Bern. Now, the only thing remaining that isn't explained is five, and I would think that that is the callback circuit. So I'll explain how it works.
Oh God, not this again. See, what happened was when I was putting these tapes out one by one in the 1990s, I felt that each one should be able to stand alone, and so I ended up explaining the callback circuit over and over and over during that first posted trip through another part of Carolina Telephone. So here we go again, except this is my earliest explanation, and actually it's kind of refreshing, to my surprise, to hear it explained in a different way. Also, there's a lot of cool combinations of different tones, electromechanically produced, although modern frequencies, combined often with the ticking tone that one of these callback circuits likes to have in the background much of the time.
First, I'll dial 5 plus my 7-digit number here. And notice that as I'm dialing, the call goes through. Now, when you dial 5, you're connected to a switching drain that's usually restricted from tone stuff. And you dial the 7-digit number, and it goes through with each digit you dial normally until you dial the 7th digit. Now, the 7th digit is held by the ringback circuit, and it puts on a reorder and doesn't dial it till you hang up. So then it calls you back, or calls whatever number you dial back. It can be sicked on any number, of course. So, I'll demonstrate this. First, I'll dial 5 plus my own 7 digits. Lets a party line customer know that it's a party line call and to stay on the line. Now, notice that some of the digits I dialed, the 7 and the 2, after I dialed 5, were absorbed. It's not necessary to dial them. So I'll dial 5 plus my last 5 digits. Notice that it's busy. The call has already gone through. Now, if I dial 2 more digits, the first one will be pulse repeated, which will do nothing. The second one will be stored, and it'll put on a reorder. So I'll dial 2 more digits now. What that was a call to 728. I dialed 86, and there are no 7286 numbers. And it didn't wait for me to dial any more digits. It just went right to intercept. That's interesting. Okay, now 5. Still busy. Okay, it's finally cleared. Okay, I dialed 5, now I'll dial a ringing test termination, the last 5 digits only.
two more digits. Okay, now dial 5, 6. Four more digits. Double ringing number. Number 1011. Now I'm going to call it through callback.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached.
Now to make it hold it up, I've got to dial two more digits and hang up. Number, it should be busy because the callback circuit's holding it up. Yep.
In some areas, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, for example, you can use the callback circuit to make a free local call from a postpay coin phone. You just dial the code for the callback circuit and then a shortened version of the number you want to call. And when they answer, you can talk to them. You can even superimpose a busy signal if you want to.
Battlefield call service, Dave.
Yes, can you tell me how you're open today?
9 o'clock.
Till 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
But in the Carolina telephone area, the callback circuits are restricted against it. Here's a recording of trying to do that here.
Okay, we're on the callback circuit that likes to click, and I'll call the number. Notice that when they answered, the switching train dumped. And notice that there was no reversal back to my phone when that happened. The switching train is dumped. It's as if I started at the beginning. But the digit counter hasn't, so I can dial two more digits, but then the reorder will come on. Really, only one more digit. I'll dial 1-1. Notice how the 1 is blocked. Because the callback circuit can only call 726 numbers. It is completely restricted. I've checked that. Now another one.
Here's the last part of a call where I got a local number ringing through the callback circuit and superimposed the reorder before they answered. I did that to see if maybe, once the reorder was on the line, you could hear them. But nope.
Terribly unfortunate. Let me dial 604.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is... I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. I'm sorry, the number...
At long last, we hear the vacant level recording. We didn't get it on the outgoing side, even though 9 probably is a vacant level. They only have it set up on the incoming side. Now, the good news is that we dialed 60, and we didn't get the recording until we then dialed a 4. That means there's something on 0 besides a vacant level.
Let me dial, 600.
Yep, it's definitely time to give that a try. I know for a fact that from the long-distance network 00 into the incoming side of this office, we'll access the no-test equipment, and there's such a good chance that it'll work here, so let's try it. It's either a dead end, or it's something that's waiting for more digits. Let's try dialing a valid 72600 group. I hung up. And there's an understandable reason for it. That is a sound I know very well. Too well, because I've dialed from steps all over the place. And that is the sound of a connector switch connecting to a line that has a little bit of hum on it. Let me just replay the last digit and notice the tick and the hum that comes on right afterward. Yeah, that is a connector switch connecting to something that is a little hummy, and it sounds exactly like it's hit someone's phone line and it's about to ring somebody, normally, not in any special way. And so what I said next was...
Connector switch? Well, that must be something strange. That... I don't understand that, really.
Damn right you don't understand it. I thought for some reason they put a random connector switch on 00 coming in from this angle, and so it would just ring some random person's line and wasn't going to work. What I neglected to consider was... The most efficient way to receive the 100 group digits would be with a connector switch. You don't need a selector there because selectors have access to multiple paths out. You don't have multiple paths, there's only one set of no-test equipment per 100 group. And therefore, a connector switch would be perfect to put in there, get both digits of the 100 group, and then connect you to the one set of no-test equipment for that 100 group. In other words, it was going to work.
No!
But because I didn't think that a connector switch belonged in that place, and it sounded... It really did sound like starting to ring someone's line in the normal way. I just hung up and said, oops, well, I guess I can't... Boy. What did I miss? Well, let me just tell you what I would have done. The first thing I would have done is use the callback circuit to start another line ringing. Then quickly come in on no test and see what the line sounds like while it is ringing. In which case, I'd get to hear the sound of the line ringing, probably the ring current really loud, possibly causing relays to click along the way, I don't know. I can tell you that when I tried it from New York in November 74, using a different step, Bayboro, North Carolina, coming in while a line was ringing made all sorts of chaotic sounds because you did hear the ring, but in between the ring, somehow the trunk was flashing answer supervision. You'll see. Now, normally, if a line is ringing unanswered in Bayboro and you call it long distance from my Long Island home, you get this. Right, just a regular busy signal. My favorite independent tone plant, but anyway, the operator, if she wanted to verify that there was really a conversation going on, would plug into a Bayboro trunk, dial 00, and then the last four digits. In the 1970s, what I could do was dial the area code, 919, plus the office code, 745, then 00, and then the first two of the final four digits. And then once the call goes through to Bayboro, I have to beep out the final two digits in 2600 Hz, which is relatively easy to do since those digits are 11, and all I've got is a bell. Here is my first time breaking into a ringing line, starting from the cut through to my outgoing toll tandem Hempstead. Click, click. See, I rang the bell once and the trunk responded. Now when I do it again, when I rang my bell again, sending a momentary on hook, it changed to this. Now we're still hearing the line ringing, but there's no craziness. I wonder if this is really the same line. Oh good, it stopped.
I think it worked.
That confirms we really were on the line that we intended to be on there. I had Dave call the number and just hold it ringing for a few minutes, and now he hung up. So, that really was no testing the line.
I heard you ringing.
Oh!
It was flashing me like crazy at first, then I flashed and then it stopped.
I can't explain why it was so crazy at first, only to quiet down once I rang forward again. And that's one reason why I really would have liked to try that here. But I did learn one thing about my favorite independent ring type. Here's what it sounds like when you call a ringing number in Bayboro the normal way. So that's a normal ringing call in Bayboro, an office which has St. Thomas type ring, and now we know that when the caller hears this, the called party's line is doing this. Okay, back to Moorhead City on the ground. Next, I'd tell the callback circuit to break in on my line. To do that, I'd call up the callback circuit by dialing 5 and then 600, followed by my last four digits. Alright? Then I would hang up and quickly get a dial tone, only to hear my dial tone interrupted like this. Oh, that was good. Let's hear that again. That was a composite, using the real no-test clicks that we recorded from long distance when we broke into non-working numbers. That's all I recorded from Moorhead City, however, since I missed the one thing that would have made this Carolina telephone stop truly unique, I want to play you some excerpts from that day in November 1974 when Ben and I were researching all this from New York. Our main goal was to find places to meet in step offices where one person calls a non-working number and the other person breaks into it. And here's the recording of the first time we did that, in Bayboro, North Carolina, also in the New Bern sector. Ben is already on a non-working number that plays the recording once and then goes silent. I'm going to break into it by dialing 00 in front of the first two digits and then ringing the last two with my bell.
Hi.
You're kidding.
Nope.
I didn't have my tape recorder on there.
Well, I've got mine on. I don't even think I'm supervised.
You think I am?
I don't think so.
I bet I am.
This is very, very good transmission. Yeah, let me,
Kevin, you don't know what this means.
It means that we've got a whole bunch of, now, depending on how many no-test trunks there are, which there might only be one.
How do you, what's that dial?
Dial, 919-745. Beautiful transmission on this. Hold on, I'll flash.
I did it.
Hello? Still there?
I got a reorder.
Huh? There's probably only one no-test trunk, you see.
Yeah, so there was only one no-test trunk per office, as it turned out. So, you couldn't make a big conference out of it, but it was a cool little meeting place with very good transmission. Here's doing it from the opposite perspective using Bayboro. I'm dialing the non-working number, and Ben will break into it.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Hi.
Hello.
Just caught the tail end of the recording there.
Overestimated.
Yeah, this transmission is wonderful. You know, I never thought that I'd be talking on a loop or something like this that had this dear lady's voice on it, you know. And she's in Greenville, 746, and... Well, it's
the recording lets us talk. I love that. Anyway, let me cut in you. Let's do this whole procedure again.
Okay, we'll do the whole thing again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Bayboro, the no-test trunk doesn't go off-hook, and that's convenient because we can have a nice on-hook conversation.
Dialing 3111 this time. Which wasn't working before. It is now.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Got to hear the last word.
Yeah. That's it.
We could never time it any better, really.
Okay, this is a good trunk.
This is a great thing.
You want to get on someone's line? I mean,
believe me, when I was testing, I heard
a ringing number that for some reason no one's going to answer it.
I've already a tape of that, and that's you can't have any conversation through it anyway.
You can't talk through the ring?
No. At one point, when Dave was ringing, it was flashing until I flashed, and then it stopped flashing.
Okay.
Why don't you hang up and come back in while you're at it?
All right, then wait. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Now I finally got a trunk where I can hear you loud.
Yeah, you're not as loud on this one.
Yeah, it always works that way. You get either one or the other.
Right. Well, this is still pretty damn good.
Yeah, you're coming in good.
Had I known that I could, in fact, no-test from a Morehead City payphone, I would have gotten in touch with Ben somehow and asked him to call a vacant number in 726. You know, the one that does this.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time.
The recording plays once and stops, and there's beautiful silence. So I would have had Ben call the recording. Then I would have dialed 600 plus the last four digits of the non-working number. At that point, I would have clicked into his call to that recording, and then I would have had to pay a dime to talk to him because it does go off hook in this office and most others when you come in on a no test. That's what I would have done, but we're going to have to settle for what Ben and I did from New York, and in this case, it's this office, 726, but the roles are reversed. I'm calling the non-working number, Ben is cutting in.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How many ones did it take?
It took only one.
Good, so OO is no test in this one, too.
I might be sued.
What?
I might be sued.
Flash again. Why don't you hang up and come in on a decent trunk, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. He's no testing me. He's not getting on another access. There is no other access. They all busy out. Hi there. What the? Oh no, I think he got supervised.
Ben hung up because it was going off hook. He'll come back in one more time and hang up.
Flash. What?
Ben said, call me back, and he hung up because it went off hook. Now, in our earlier experiences with Bayboro, it was clear that when you no-test into a ringing Bayboro line, there's no way to talk through the ring, because the caller is hearing this, but on the line, this is happening. However, it turned out that there are other offices in the New Bern sector that you can talk through the ring on. Atlantic 225. I'm dialing a ringing number. Ben is going to break in. Atlantic is one of those little tiny offices that Carolina Telephone has, similar to Stantonsburg and Fountain, which I encountered in my March 77 phone trip. In these offices, every line is a potential party line, that is, one phone line being shared by up to 10 people. The last digit of the phone number doesn't really matter except in terms of what kind of ring goes down the line. In places like Atlantic, you get things like this. And that's why when Ben No tested into an Atlantic line, he didn't even have to dial the last digit. It just went right in on digit number 6.
Did it super, didn't it?
I don't think so.
Ben thought it didn't go off hook, but in fact it did. With all these network-oriented things I'm showing you, it would be easy to forget that this is the technology that could be used, under certain circumstances, to eavesdrop on third parties. Did we ever eavesdrop on anybody in North Carolina using this? We did. To just one conversation, which we butted into 3 times. It was in the middle of that same day in November 74 that I found a number in Beaufort 728 that ended in the digits 11 that just happened to be busy. Now, I'd never heard an NX1 do anything like this, so I wanted to see if it worked. I dialed 919-728-00 plus the first 2 digits of their number, and then when the call went through to Beaufort, I rang my bell twice. And here's what happened.
Yes, that phone is in usage.
Yep. Now I hung up because A, I didn't especially care to listen in, and B, had I stayed on to listen, I would have been charged for a call to Beaufort, North Carolina, to a bogus number, 728-00-something. So for both reasons I hung up. But I did want to do it one more time just to make sure I got all those distinctive clicks on tape. The next thing I did was to call Ben and have him try it. And this third time we actually stayed on and listened because we wanted to find out what would happen when the call ended. When Ben cut into the conversation, they were just winding up, and when the lady hung up her phone, we found that the no test call was staying on her line. It was holding her line busy. She could neither receive nor make an outgoing call until we dropped it. And that was the normal way that a no-test trunk worked. The only way you could eavesdrop is if you came into a conversation that was already in progress, and then you could listen for the rest of that one call. But after that, all you would be doing is holding the line out of order, and so there wasn't any way to just park on somebody's line all day and hear everything. You had to first know that it happened to be busy, then you could come in, hear the rest of the call, and then after that the line would be out of order until you dropped off. So that's the way it worked. It's kind of a relief that you couldn't use it to park on somebody's line all day. But the very fact that you could go into a busy line without an operator is a scandal in and of itself. And if you want to hear a really interesting story, Exploding the Phone by Phil Lapsley contains a chapter which tells the story of one of these in the Bay Area, and some famous phone freak bragged about it, resulting in all sorts of panic on the part of the Bell system and some law enforcement. Fortunately, none of this stuff works today. The Bay Area thing got closed down pretty quickly after all that hullabaloo. As for the North Carolina thing that I found, it probably kept working into the early 80s, I would guess, but I don't know. After that day in 1974, we never came back to it because it turned out most offices went off hook, and my whole interest was an on-hook place where you could meet. Another thing that happened that day is that the trunks from the brand new Rocky Mount 4A
9199
to the New Bern step tandem were doing this.
going on. Gotta be the strangest bunch of sounds I've ever heard. Halloween was 2 days ago, man.
I don't think I've ever heard trunks acting up quite like that, except on this particular day in early November. Anyway, we surveyed a lot of the New Bern sector. I've put a lot of it in here for you to hear. And in most cases, in fact all of them except Dayborough, the person doing the no testing had to put up with the call going off hook. And that kind of put a damper on the whole thing because I really was looking for those free meeting places. The first two that I found were Tarborough in the Rocky Mount sector and Dayborough in the New Bern sector, and those first two that I happened to try were the only ones that didn't go off hook. So I thought that was the norm. Turns out it wasn't. At this point, Ben and I decided to look into a neighboring telephone company known as the Norfolk and Carolina Telephone Company. It's a very different independent that occupies the northeastern corner of North Carolina, and it turned out that the no-test trunks were accessible in their area too, except they were on 0 instead of 00. So if I wanted to no-test something in Edenton, whose code is 482, I would dial 919-482-0 plus the next three digits of the number, and then beep out the last digit with 2600. Actually, I'm going to dial a non-working number, and then is going to do that.
The number you have dialed has been changed or disconnected. Please check your directory or call directory assistance. This is a recording from 482, Edenton, North Carolina. The number you have dialed has been changed or disconnected. Please check your directory or call directory assistance. This is a recording from 482, Edenton, North Carolina.
Hello. What was that? Hello.
I'm still not sure what this was. But everything else was just the sound of Ben coming in twice, starting to say hello, but he had to hang up because the no-test call for this office does go off hook. On calls to this telephone company, Hempstead sends 10 digits. And that's because this company goes through the Norfolk 4A.
8048.
And that's in a different area code from eastern North Carolina, so Hempstead goes ahead and sends all 10 digits. Just one more of these that I want to show you, and that's Buxton, 995. It's a community on Hatteras Island, down on the Outer Banks. It turned out 2131 was on the sign, so I called it and then cut in.
This is a recorded announcement from Buxton, North Carolina. The number you have dialed has been changed to disconnected. Please check your directory or call directory assistance. Thank you.
He's hanging up, that means the no-test call goes off hook, which is not what I was looking for. Oh well.
Okay, there's another nice one that suits.
Hey, by the way, that, I didn't need anything after the 0213.
Aha. Well, I didn't know that. The Buxton office, for at least part of the office, has 10 numbers on each phone line, enabling them to very easily build a party line with up to 10 people. And for that reason, Ben did not have to dial the last digit, because all the last digit does is select which ring you're going to get. You're already on the line by the time you've hit the sixth digit of the phone number. And that means that for this part of Buxton, you don't have to dial any extra digits. I don't have to ring my bell. All I have to do is dial the area code, the office code, 0, plus the first 3 digits of a number, and I'll be able to break in. So, Ben is going to call 2131, the non-working number. I'm going to dial 0213. That's enough for me to break into his non-working number call. It does go off hook, and normally I would have to hang up quickly, but instead, I'm going to have Ben hang up as soon as he hears me coming in. Cool. Now, the reason it went back on hook when Ben disconnected is to tell the operator, that's who I'm supposed to be, that the line can now be called. However, it can't really be called until the operator, that's me in this case, drops the no test, because it won't let you park on the line all day. If Ben tries to call back, he will get a busy signal. I have to hang up before anybody can get in on this line again. In fact, let's listen to the crosstalk and see if Ben does try to call back. We'll probably hear it in the background. Yep, there he is, but it's really hard to hear. It's crosstalk. I'll play it again. Yeah, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't hear that even with headphones.
How would you like to go with me on a trip through the 919 NPA?
I'd like to.
I'd love to do that, because there's so much. We could go through the Elizabeth City area. There's so many. Do you know what kind of a local calling area you have there? It's fantastic. It's monstrous numbers. They're all kind of controlled step by step. No good way to drop the director out. You have to do the flash and dial bit, which takes a lot of training, and I still haven't mastered it yet. They have a tandem. There's a local Elizabeth City tandem.
Yeah?
Which has all the exchanges on it on funny things, like you want 426, it's 27 through tandem.
Actually, 27 is Welch 221, but anyway.
And every exchange has certain end office trunks and certain tandem trunks.
It sounds like the British system.
Yeah, it's great. And they have N1 carrier in some... Imagine N1 carrier in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
It is wonderful. It's the most... I haven't found any T carrier yet. There probably is some.
That's good.
In 482, I called you from there once. The toll is not restricted.
Really?
That, we have got to go through that area.
Yeah.
And we got to get a good way to record with non-inductive earpieces, too.
Why, they have the bad earpieces?
Yeah, that's why I didn't make tapes.
Ben and I never did get to go through North Carolina together, but the good news is, in March 1977, I did take a long trip through North Carolina, which included the Elizabeth City area, i.e. the Norfolk and Carolina Telephone Company. By early 1977, some of the payphones could be used to make high-quality tapes, so the tapes I couldn't make in the early 70s, I was able to make a good number of in March 1977. It's part of the March 1977 Carolinas phone trip. Look for it. It's good stuff. Anyway, that's all for this segment.